From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The fallen leader of Barclays Bank got on the hot seat before members of the British Parliament today. Robert Diamond, an American, resigned yesterday as CEO of the bank. He is the latest executive to lose his job over a scandal concerning the manipulation of interest rates. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, this scandal has not only consumed Barclays, it also threatens to engulf other international banks and high-ranking government officials.
Robert Diamond started his career at Barclays on Independence Day, exactly 16 years ago. Today, in London, he set off some fireworks all his own.
I love Barclays. History will judge Barclays as an incredible institution because of its people. We need to get through this period, and the best way for me to do that was to step down.
But of course, recent history has not shed favorable light on the bank. At issue is LIBOR, short for the London Interbank Offered Rate, which is the key interest rate that affects the cost of consumer loans worldwide. And it's calculated daily based on data submitted from various banks, including Barclays. Barclays has admitted some of its traders submitted falsified information in an attempt to manipulate that rate so it could pad their profits. For this, last week, Barclays agreed to pay a $450 million settlement to U.S. and U.K. regulators. In addition to Diamond, Barclays' chairman and chief operating officer also resigned. But these actions didn't mollify many members of the parliamentary panel. John Mann of the Labour Party demanded Diamond return his compensation and shares.
I'm asking you, what are you going to do to put the record straight with your personal behaviour? Because you personally are responsible, either by being complicit or by being incompetent.
So as I said earlier, I accept responsibility, and I also accept responsibility for the actions that we've taken to correct the situation.
Diamond did not say he would give back his compensation. During the three-hour hearing, Diamond repeatedly alleged rate manipulation was common practice among banks and maintained Barclays is being singled out.
We have a profound issue that is an industry-wide issue, not just a Barclays issue, in terms of LIBOR submission.
Barclays also released an email exchange from 2008 that appears to suggest an official at the Bank of England, the British Central Bank, was urging Barclays to lower its interest rate figures. That leaves many wondering whether government officials will soon be implicated in the growing scandal. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.